Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thank you very much for joining us on the Daily Program this morning. To start us off, could you perhaps give us a little bit of background on this antibiotic that your research has been discovering some new uses for?
Yep, it's from a family of antibiotics called macrolides. They've been around for a long time, and they're usually used for acute infections for a short period of time. And but in addition to their antibiotic properties, they are also effective at reducing certain types of inflammation. And when you use them in low dose for long periods of time, then you get the anti-inflammatory benefit.
So this anti-inflammatory benefit, this would be one of the ways it can aid symptoms of asthma.
That's what, yeah. So asthma is an inflammatory disease of the airway, and we chose this antibiotic because of its anti-inflammatory properties. We thought that it might help people with asthma that weren't responding to the usual asthma puffers.
Could you give us a quick rundown on how this study was performed? I mean, considering, as you say, we've known about this antibiotic for quite a while now, how your study is uncovering new properties?
Yeah, so it was a large study. So there's over 420 people scattered around 8 centres throughout Australia. So Brisbane, Sydney, Newcastle, Adelaide and Perth. And people were allocated to the antibiotic or to a placebo tablet, and they took that 3 times a week for a year. And over that year, we assessed people in terms of their symptoms, their lung capacity, and the frequency of their asthma attacks. And what we found was that there was a 40% reduction in asthma attacks when people took the antibiotic.
So for sufferers of asthma, and especially those sufferers of really severe symptoms of asthma, just 3 times a year, is this a long-term solution in your view?
So 3 times a week for a year.
Oh, sorry.
Interestingly, for some people, it made a long-term difference. So we also followed people up when they finished the antibiotic after a year. And we had a number of them coming back telling us, firstly, that they were improved, but secondly, that improvement was maintained even after they stopped the antibiotic. So that, I think, is a really interesting outcome, and it sort of raises questions about, you know, what is this doing to the natural course of asthma?
And I must admit, I mean, this is kind of maybe a pet topic of mine, a pet interest of mine, but there is this concern at the moment about the growing resistance to antibiotics. Has this sort of featured into your research at all? Has your research been impacted by these concerns?
Well, we put a lot of effort into assessing that problem. So we put, not only were we trying to work out is the treatment safe, but we put just as much effort into looking at side effects, and antibiotic resistance was one of those. What we found, we measured, did people get any infections at all that could be attributed to antibiotic resistance? And we found there was no increase in those. In fact, they got fewer respiratory infections, if anything. We also looked at antibiotic resistance in the airways, but also in other parts of the body. And there was a small increase in antibiotic resistance, which is what you would expect if you took an antibiotic, even for a short period. But that didn't appear to translate into a problem for those particular people. The other concern is, could this cause antibiotic resistance in the community? And we think that has to be addressed. A few ways with doing that. One is to restrict the use of this treatment to those with the more severe disease who are not responding to current treatment. And secondly, to try and improve the treatment itself, either by designing a drug that has the anti-inflammatory properties but not the antibiotic properties. And in fact, that's already been done overseas. Or by putting it in an inhaler so that it only gets to the part of the body that it needs to, which is the airways in the case.
Well, it sounds like some tremendous news, some tremendous research for sufferers of severe asthma. Peter, thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining us, having a chat with us about this one.
Thanks for your interest, Sean.